Opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 presents Time with Toto with your host, James Toto.
And good Saturday morning and welcome to Time with Toto. I'm your host, James Toto, this 24th of April, 2021. This half-hour show is dedicated to our veterans and issues that involve them, local news here in Atlantic County and the surrounding areas, news happening in the great taxation state of New Jersey, national and international news, and how it will impact us here both as a state and nation. You can follow me on Facebook and YouTube at Time with Toto. Please post any comments either for or against and why you have that position. My point of view comes from a middle-of-the-road point of view that is just a few clicks to the right. I believe that the government and the legislators are there to serve the people and not the other way around. There is no such thing as a free lunch, so when people talk about the government handing out money, that money comes from taxes. The more taxes we have, the more restrictive the government is on our freedoms, and we become reliant on government programs. Please go to Time with Toto and let me know what you think in a clear and common sense fashion. I'm just a working class guy, a blue collar worker, and I would like to think that I represent a common sense logic that most people have. If you agree or disagree, let me know at Time with Toto, since this is our voice and common sense discussions lead to common sense solutions. As my wife says, either you're part of the solution or part of the problem. Don't be part of the problem. And jumping right into veterans issues, for those of you who are a veteran or know a veteran, please contact Pat Carney at 302-358-9736 or Jackie Henker at 302-304-5509. They will help them get enrolled with the VA and have them sign up for health care benefits that they are entitled to here in the southern portion of New Jersey. They are based out of the Wilmington, Delaware office for the VA. Still, with COVID vaccines, 65 and older, they are eligible to enroll at the local clinic. And they do have plenty of shots available. We do have some really good healthcare clinics out there for the VA in Northfield, Rio Grande, and in Vineland. So please, if you have any kind of issues or any kind of problems that they can resolve, Patrick Carney is absolutely phenomenal. He does everything that he can to help the veterans in every way, shape, and form. And again, Patrick's number is 302-358-9736. And Jackie Hinker, she is absolutely phenomenal. Also, she works her butt off for these veterans. Her phone number again is 302-304-5509. If you happen to know a veteran that is having some trouble, is the possibility of maybe harming themselves, or they just need someone to talk to that can really help them through a trying time, the crisis line is 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for the veterans. Again, that number, the crisis line number, is 1-800-273-8255. Or you can go on www.veteranscrisisline.net. Again, that internet address is www.veteranscrisisline.net. Or you could text 838-255. And there is help out there for the veterans in so many different ways, whether it is through the VA, and then there's local organizations such as the VFW, AMVETS, or the American Legion. I know there are several different programs that are out there, whether it is filling out a application or if you want to work on your resume. Our Legion riders, especially the guys that are based out of Summers Point, they do a phenomenal job in sending off a veteran properly after they have passed away. It is truly an emotional experience. And the folks that are with the Legion Riders, God bless them. They do a phenomenal job. They're absolutely incredible, and we really, truly appreciate them. So, guys, keep doing the great work out there that you do. And these guys ride in all kinds of weather. If you've ever seen our Legion Riders go by, it is quite impressive. You cannot miss them. They're usually on Harley-Davidsons. They have the American flag waving in the wind proudly, as it should. And these guys just do a phenomenal job at sending a veteran off properly. They are there. They do this on their own time. They do not get paid for this. So, folks, if you can, support your American Legion Riders. Support your local American Legion, the VFW, AMVETS. You know, we need to be able to give back to those who served. So if you can, please donate if you can. If you want to volunteer, I'm sure they're happy to bring you in and accept the help. My name is James Toto, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
It's spring. Cleanup time at Sport Hyundai, and that means you can really clean up on a great Sport Hyundai SUV deal. For starters, there's 0% financing and no payments for 90 days. After that, very small payments, $174 for a Tucson SE. An equally well-equipped Santa Fe SEL is just $247. Cash up to $6,000. SUV payments from $174, 0% financing. Now's the time to clean up on a great Hyundai deal. Get offer details at sporthyundai.com, then come see us.
Let's check in at the New Jersey Lottery Scratch-Offs Division.
Elevator going up.
Jerry, I didn't see you behind the
new Super 50X ticket, the biggest scratch-off in Jersey. Come on, squeeze in.
It doesn't leave much room.
Well, it's got to fit 50 chances to win.
Wow.
It's a big deal.
Kevin, you're in here too?
Hey-o.
With so many chances to win, the Super 50X ticket is too big to miss because anything can happen in Jersey.
Is anyone else in here?
Must be 18 or older to buy a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or somebody knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time with Toto. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And welcome back to Time with Toto. I'm your host, James Toto. And there's a lot going on this week, especially in and around and surrounding Derek Chauvin. And it's one of those things where it's become a very sensitive topic with some people, and how he conducted himself during the arrest of George Floyd. And this whole thing is completely erupting across the country with other law enforcement officers and their actions. Now, I am 100% standing behind the blue. I do 100%. Now, are there bad people in every profession? Of course there are. But those numbers are so slim in law enforcement. I come from a very good town in Summers Point, and our police officers there do a phenomenal job. These guys are on the job. They do it with the utmost respect and profession, and they are really, really good at what they do. And that is, across the board, about 99% of every law enforcement agency that's out there. Our New Jersey State Troopers are phenomenal. They are absolutely incredible for the amount of roadway that they have to patrol and keeping us safe, and they do an amazing job. Now, LeBron James is a basketball player. He plays a kid's game professionally, and he's good at it. He really is. He is very, very good at what he does. He's not the most educated person in the world, and his tweet that he put out there in regards to Nicholas Reardon, who shot and killed Micaiah Bryant, who's 16. She was charging at two people with a knife. He retracted his tweet because he's saying it was causing hatred out there, this and everything. This happened in Columbus, Ohio. And if you actually watch what happened during this video, the police officer saved another person's life by taking one. This person was trying to stab somebody in the face with a knife. This is absolutely insane. There was another shooting that happened at 2:30 in the morning where a police officer shot a young man. At 2:30 in the morning, 13-year-old boy is out on the streets with a gun. With a gun. And the police officer had a split second to react, and it reacted because the last time he saw the boy's hands, he had a gun. And in that 0.8 seconds that you have to react, he shot and killed him. Is it a good shoot? My opinion, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, folks, you got to be asking yourself, 13-year-old boy out at 2:30 in the morning, there were gunshots prior. How are we not reacting to this where the cop did what he was supposed to do? People want to, you know, folks have got no idea. Now, I'm a former law enforcement. I was a special agent with the Air Marshal Program. So we were trained, and we trained with these things called simunitions. When you get hit with them, they hurt. They're there to train and teach you. These police officers, day in and day out, they do their job with utmost professionalism, and these guys are under a lot of stress. And I will guarantee you that 99% of the people that are out there, if they were put into the same exact situation with the same exact amount of training, would react the same way. I have no doubt in my mind. It's a very stressful situation. You just got done with a chase, elevated heart rate. There's a lot going on. And folks are judging, like LeBron James is going to judge. The average person that's out there is going to sit there and in 2020 in a completely relaxed situation, watch the situation and not have one iota of an idea as to what is going on during this chase, during this time of stress. You're watching two people get attacked with a knife or another person get attacked with a knife, and you've got a split second to react to save another life. You're going to take the life of a bad person. If you really want to cut down on being shot by a cop, don't do something stupid. Don't break the law. Abide by the law. That's how this stuff happens. And no, I haven't heard, I've heard maybe two, maybe three people say that on the radio or on TV. Stop breaking the law. Quit doing stupid things. This is what's happening out here. This is how you get shot, by resisting arrest, because there is suspicion of you having a weapon on you. Mouthing off to the police and resisting arrest, you're going to get hurt in the takedown because you refuse to comply. Now, all of a sudden, the mother of a 13-year-old is out there crying on the news that, oh, her son was killed by this bad cop. No, the cop wasn't bad. Maybe this mother ought to look at herself and go, what was my son doing out at 2:30 in the morning with a gun? I know I'm not alone in this. I know that because I talk to other people. Where is your parenting skills at that point in time? How is that mother not being charged with neglect? Folks, we got to wake up and call it as it is, because this is just absolute baloney. It really is, and I would really love to use another word right now, but it's on the radio, and we can't do that. But it is. It's BS. You can fill in the rest of the letters on it. This is absolutely ludicrous, the path and the direction that our country is going in, and we've got people out there saying, oh, you know, this is all because of, you know, inequality. It's got nothing to do with it. What it has to do with is right and wrong and understanding what's right and what's wrong. That's the path that we're heading down. It's time for a break. We'll be right back after these commercials. My name is James Toto, and this is Time with Toto.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Get your season passes now and enjoy the fun and magic of Storybook Land all year long. Pass holders receive unlimited visits and 10% off all food and souvenir items. Season passes include unlimited rides and special events with no blackout dates. Plus, no need to make an advanced reservation. Classic stories come alive through Storybook Land's creative displays in their beautiful park in Egg Harbor Township.
Create your own story at Storybook Land.
Individual tickets also on sale now.
Time with Toto, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Welcome back to Time with Toto. My name is James Toto, and during this past week, the brilliant, and that's said sarcastically, Kamala Harris, our country's vice president, was visiting Thomas Bus Company down in North Carolina to take a good look at the production and assembly line of these electric school buses that are out there. Now, this is all part of this whole electric car thing. Now, for those of you who are into it, hey, God bless you. That is awesome. You're into that kind of thing. The electric cars, that's great. You think they're going to save the environment. They're not. They're not. If you have to look at what goes into an electric car battery, you've got cobalt, you got lithium, you got nickel, and you got about 17 other metals that are going into this. China is a metal superpower. The Congo, the Republic of Congo, which is where a majority of cobalt is mined, they have an issue with child labor laws. That's just putting it lightly. If you ever watch the mining production for cobalt, lithium, nickel, and all the other things, it is extremely damaging to the earth. So, and it does take diesel engines to do a lot of the mining. Sometimes they water blast, which is just absolutely, it devastates the earth. And these electric car batteries are not recyclable. Not recyclable. So they got to be disposed of, and they're very expensive. The purchase of them and how to dispose of them, they're not recyclable. So by the time you're done, and here's the best part, to produce the energy, the electricity for these cars to run on, you still have to burn something to create the electricity. So how efficient are these things? There's a lot of different reports out there. And from what I'm seeing, it's not that efficient. If you are so conscientious of our environment, now I know one person. Oh, she drives a very efficient car. This and that's great. That's wonderful. Her husband still drives around in a pickup truck that is not as fuel efficient. I want to see both of you take public transportation. That's what I want to see. So instead of telling everybody else to drive electric cars and electric this and electric that, use public transportation. If they want to run on either propane or electric, hey, that would be great. Diesel is still one of the most efficient engines that's out there. So if you're that environmentally conscious, get on that horse and ride. Call public transportation. You want to save the planet? Do it that way. But I like my gasoline-powered engine. I know how to fix it. Instead of having to replace an entire motor, an electric motor, which is what it's called, it's not an engine, it's a motor. If I need a fuel, a fuel pump, I know how to change that out. I could change it, go down to the local parts store, get the new part, install it, and I'm back on the road. I don't have to replace the entire engine, which is what happens with electric vehicles. A lot of this stuff is just, it's R&R. You've removed and replace. That's it. So when it comes to the efficiency of it, you're basically throwing away. So you're getting rid of other parts to change it out. It's not that efficient. What are we going to do with mass trucking? Mass busing? What about airplanes? You really want to rely on an electric airplane? I know I don't. I like the fact those things, they run on kerosene. They're diesel. Those jet engines, they run on basically refined diesel. So I don't know their line of thinking and their cause for this whole. It's basically the Green New Deal is being implemented at our own costs. I want to know who's making the money on it, because Joe Biden decided to stop our pipeline. And we're now dependent on other countries for oil. And yet here we are. It costs more to ship oil, whether it's rail, trucking, or by boat. You're still burning oil. How environmentally friendly is that? Let's think about that for a little bit. My name is James Toto. This is Time with Toto. We'll be right back after these messages.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
The journey begins on remote mountain farms and plantations in the lush tropical regions of countries like Colombia and Brazil, where the best coffee beans are grown. The beans are harvested by hand, carefully sorted, bagged, shipped, and finally roasted. And the journey ends as your cup of rich, flavorful Royal Farms coffee, the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Why would someone looking for a mortgage at the Jersey Shore take a loan from a company in Detroit or North Carolina or some other far-off place? Online mortgages promise a lot but don't always deliver. First Bank of Sea Isle City knows the Jersey Shore. We are local lenders. We use local appraisers and provide in-house processing. We understand the unique obstacles of financing in Cape May County. Don't take a chance. Local banking is better. Let us guide you. First Bank of Sea Isle City.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Time with Toto. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And welcome back to Time with Toto. I'm your host, James Toto. One of the last things I want to talk about today is vaccines or the shot. Not necessarily a vaccine, because it's not a vaccine. It's a shot. Doesn't solve the problem. It's I don't even know if it's helping to make it go away. Now, I am not a pro-shot person. If I'm forced to get it, which it seems as though everyone's is talking about that oh, you're not being forced. You're not the, but yet, if you walk into a store, I walked into a local store, and the lady that was behind the cash register, did you get your shot yet? She didn't just ask me. She asked everybody else in line, did you get your shot yet? Did you get your shot yet? It's my personal business. If you believe in getting the shot, that's your business, not mine. I don't want to know. I don't care. My business is my business. I'm just over 50 years old. I'm 51 years old, and I'm in relatively good health. And I'm going to go and inject some. I don't believe myself personally. If you agree with me, that's great. If you don't, that's fine too. I've got no problem with that. But there are people out there that look at you sideways. If, God forbid, you're outside riding your bicycle or walking the dog without a mask on with someone that you live with, that you don't wear masks inside. It's absolutely insane. They look at you sideways, and they point to their face as if to say, where's your mask? I see people riding in cars by themselves wearing a mask. The first assumption that comes to my mind is it's keeping them from licking the windows. If someone wants to get the vaccine or the shot, rather, that's their business. If they don't want to get the shot, that's their business also. I myself personally have a really big issue with the government trying to step in and say this is mandated, or it's going to be mandated, or it has the potentiality of being mandated. There used to be this thing called the HIPAA law. Now, all of a sudden, I'm walking into somewhere, and they're asking me if I feel fine, if I have a temperature, have I been to such place. If I didn't feel well, I wouldn't be out. If I thought I had the virus, I would make sure that I was responsible enough for myself and for others that I would make sure I wouldn't subject somebody else to that. It's absolutely amazing what this country is coming to. Now, remember, people, if you want to control people, scare them to death, scare them of their health. That's how you control the mindset. It's absolutely ludicrous. I'm 51 years old. I've got a 99% chance of surviving having the Wuhan flu, the Wu flu. That's where it started, because I'm fine with calling it that, because now we have the UK variant or the Brazil variant or this other variant or other location variant. This whole thing started in Wuhan, China. And yet everyone's still afraid. We still got to call it COVID. It's the Wu flu. It is what it is. And I know I'm not the only person out there that thinks like this. There are many of us that are out there that you know what, we're going to call it what it is. If you believe in the vaccine, get the vaccine and keep it to yourself. If you don't want to get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine and keep it to yourself. I think it's absolutely amazing that the same people who think that, you know, a woman's body, a woman's choice, are the same people that are ramming it down everyone's throat that they should get a shot because it, even though it's their body, doesn't matter. It's for the good of everybody. What if you don't believe in that? The government is stepping in and over-controlling. And I think there's a lot of people who are falling for it. Is this virus real? Yes, it is. It's very real. And it's just as deadly, if not more deadly, than the average flu. It's a virus. It attacks the human body. Are there different methods out there for treating this? Yes, there are. Is every single hospital doing the same thing across the boards? No, they're not. And there are other hospitals that are out there that are doing different treatments that are having a lot more success that are not being widely publicized. Now, that's something I have a really big issue with. I don't believe in putting something into my body that I have, you know, that I don't know exactly what's going into it. This is a human experiment that's being conducted. And I don't think that the results of what we're going to see in 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now are going to be all that good. There are rumors out there that, you know, you've already got your shots. Well, you're going to have to get another one in 6 months or a year from now because they don't know how long it's going to last, or the different variants that are out there, or whatever else is concocted in another lab in Wuhan, China, which Fauci is a part of, but no one ever talks about that. I'm not into conspiracies. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not one of those you know, I'm not a tinfoil hat wearing kind of person. It's not my thing. But you want to know what? There's too many coincidences here that are happening along the lines that are controlling people. Everyone wants to point the finger at Ron DeSantis. The guy's doing a phenomenal job down in Florida. It's booming. They're working down there. They're healthy. Texas, same thing. The economy is booming. They're working. Yet up in New York, or here in New Jersey even, here in our great taxation state of New Jersey, great job, Phil Murphy. It's going to be completely unaffordable. We're doing a lousy job of controlling this virus. But getting a shot is, like I said, it's not a vaccine, it's a shot. Two of them, if you get from certain pharmaceutical companies, it's absolutely amazing. My name is James Toto. Thank you very much for spending this half hour with me this morning here on this 24th of April in 2021. I really do hope that you have a blessed week. Thank you for listening to me rant and rave. It's been fun. It's been real. And I will hopefully talk to you again next weekend. God bless and enjoy the week.
95.5 FM and